With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. As we get closer and closer to the 2020 fall sports season, KDWA Sports is proud to introduce to you new head Prescott football coach, Jordan Hansen. Coach Hansen first gives a little bit of background as to where he has been en route to Prescott.
Before Prescott, I grew up in Somerset, played for Hall of Fame coach over there, Bruce Larson. From there, I went to Winona State. I got my bachelor's degree there in physical education and health. I also got a minor in coaching and adaptive as well. While I was at Winona State, I had opportunity to go and coach at Holman High School. Coached there for 7 years. Head coach there now, Travis Kowalski. Kind of got to work hand in hand with him, kind of turned that program around. And then we're kind of looking back to get in the area. My wife's from Eagan and I'm from Somerset area, so we moved to River Falls and got a job at Osceola, and I was over there helping them out and teaching there at their high school this last year. And the Prescott job opened up. And, you know, living in River Falls, and I've always wanted to be a head coach. I thought I had some pretty good mentors along the way with Bruce and Travis at Holman and Coach Newton, Coach Hahn at Osceola. I thought it'd be a great opportunity to take that next step and become the head coach. And we love this area over by River Falls, Prescott area. We're excited to be a Cardinal and taking that next step.
Coach Hansen, on what stood out most about the Prescott Cardinal job?
Yeah, I think if you walk through the Prescott High School right now, the new facility there, it's obviously state-of-the-art school, brand new, nice weight room there. I got a lot of friends that grew up in Prescott. They loved the area, you know, being a river town. It's great views, and, you know, there's a lot of great people in town, and couldn't be more excited to step into that role. I think we got great kids. We got great staff members. You know, I'm excited to take that next step, and hopefully we can continue what Coach Hagelin had before, but also kind of put our own stamp on it, build off that, and, you know, make this thing run.
Coach Hansen gets into X's and O's by talking a bit about what the offense and defense may look like this season for the Cardinals.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, playing for Bruce, you know, I definitely learned a lot of things from him, and taking what we learned there, kind of got an opportunity to run the offense and help out at Holman, and, you know, just build off what he taught me, kind of bring some new ideas there. We were very successful there running the offense. And then Coach Newton last year at Osceola, he's a great offensive mind. They run some option as well, so I learned a few things from him. And, you know, you look at teams that are successful consistently in the Midwest, down at Madison, they're running the football. You know, you get late in the year, it's cold, you got to be able to run the ball and stop the run. Obviously, you get teams that, you know, have special athletes that are down there throwing the ball, but consistently you're seeing teams down there that run the ball. So we got to be able to run the ball, especially late in the year when it gets cold, you know, windy, it's a playoff game, and we got to be able to stop the run as well. So, yeah, we'll be running some option stuff. Not every play is an option. We call it the flex bone offense, but we'll definitely be running some options in there, and we're going to be pounding the ball at people. That's kind of what I grew up doing, and it's kind of the philosophy that we're going to bring to Prescott.
In a school the size of Prescott, it's also very important to get some of your best athletes out in the fall for football, even if they do play another sport later in the year. I asked Coach Hansen how he can bring some excitement back to the game and get those kids out for the sport.
Yeah, I think you got to be on board with all the coaches. I mean, you know, basketball, baseball, whatever it is. You know, everyone's got to be on the same page and working together. You know, if we want the best, what's for Prescott, we got to get kids playing three sports. You know, you look at a lot of the successful Division I colleges, you know, they're only recruiting kids that are playing three sports. So, you know, we got to work together. I think being in school, being in the high school, teaching PE there, constantly making those connections. But, we definitely need numbers. You know, if we're going to be successful, we need kids out. And Coach Hagelin has done a nice job, and we need to continue to get as many kids out as we can in the future.
What's also big for Coach Hansen is not only is he the head football coach, but he's also a Phi-Ed teacher at Prescott High School, so he's under the same roof as all of his players. To have that extra close-knit bond, especially during the season, is crucial.
Yeah, I think that's very important. You know, when I was at Holman, I taught at the middle school, and I was always just itching for an opportunity to get to the high school to be with those kids. You know, I loved middle school, enjoyed those kids, but being at the high school with your athletes and continuing to make those connections throughout the day is very important. I did it at Osceola last year. I loved it, and, you know, I'm excited to be at the high school level again this year and continue to make those connections and get as many kids out as we can.
Wrapping things up with Coach Hansen, he talks a bit about what he is looking forward to most, to just getting on the field with his team for the first time.
I think, you know, like I said before, I had a lot of great mentors, and I learned a lot from all three of them. And I got a lot of knowledge from those guys and just kind of just put it to my own. You know, I got my own ideas as well, and kind of finally, hey, I'm the head coach. I can finally put all my ideas together and run with it. And, you know, I'm excited to lead a program. Another thing is just getting back to a little normalcy. You know, these times right now is kind of crazy with the COVID stuff. And, you know, hopefully we can get some football games in and, you know, we can feel that normalcy again. And, you know, hopefully these seniors can get some games in this year. But, you know, time will tell on that. But, yeah, I'm definitely excited for the season. You know, it's a couple weeks ago getting hired as the head coach. It's go time now. You know, I got all these little things you got to do here and there. But, you know, once that first whistle blows on Friday night, I'm going to be pumped and ready to rock.
That was brand new head football coach Jordan Hansen at Prescott High School. Be sure to stay tuned to KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and KDWA.com as we get closer and closer to the 2020 fall sports season. It's been a very tough offseason for any teams trying to get together to have some sort of a fundraising function due to COVID-19. Now, teams and programs are trying to get a little more creative, and for the Hastings Raiders girls soccer boosters, they will have a golf tournament coming up on Sunday, August 16th at 1:30 p.m. at Emerald Greens Golf Course. Raider varsity head coach Scott Meyer joined KDWA Sports to tell us a little bit about the upcoming event.
Well, thanks for having me on, Tuck. What we are doing is we are kicking off our inaugural golf event fundraiser for girls soccer program this year on the 16th of August. Emerald Greens is graciously committed to us to be hosting this event for us for our fundraising efforts this year. A number of things have taken place this year. You know, there's a big scale, small scale, everything included here. You know, and COVID-19 has impacted all of us in a number of different ways. It's, you know, whether it be families, individuals, businesses, you name it, we are operating in a different type of a world right now. And for us as a program, as we get started to prepare for next fall, you know, a lot of the fundraising activities that we typically will host that might be inside or involve food and things of that nature, those have gone by the wayside. So what we've tried to focus on is providing ourselves one event this year that we really hope takes off and really has a lot of fun and just an awesome event this year at Emerald Greens.
The golf tournament is a great opportunity for golfers or even families to get together and have some fun before the fall sports season begins. And right now, we could all use some fun.
Well, we know that, you know, obviously with things that may allow, you know, we know families are going to be wanting to try to get away and just kind of decompress and recharge for whatever is going to be coming to us in the fall. This is on August 16th. It's a shotgun start at 1:30. For the foursome, it's a 9 holes and a half cart, and that includes a dinner as well for $65. We're hoping we just get as many foursomes as possible out there.
For the complete interview and more on registration, check out KDWA.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.